Hello, my fabulous radio listeners, and welcome to yet another episode of Sex Talk. I'm your host, DJ Love Emergency. And tonight, it's a code blue in the studio because we have a very special guest for you. Our very special guest is internet celebrity Desi Dono. I believe we have the internet celebrity Desi Dono on the air, on the phone with us. But first, let me introduce my fabulous co-hosts, Lance and DJ Butt-tastic.
Would that be me?
Oh, wait, DJ Butt-tastic couldn't make it tonight, so we have DJ Fistula instead. Is that right? I'm sorry, Count Fistula.
Count Dr. Fistula. Dr. I did Count. Pay extra money for that title, thank you.
DJ Butt-tastic is the one with all the pockmarks.
I always get them confused. Well, I mean, when I'm actually having anonymous sex with them, I usually can't see them anyway because I'm wearing a hood. So I got you confused. I apologize. But first, Desi Dono, are you on there? Are you with us?
I am.
Welcome to the show. Can you guys hear Desi?
No,
not at all.
We are trying new technology on the show here, listeners, so please be patient. I can hear him microscopically.
Space age radio technology.
Well, he is calling from the Mir space station, correct?
Yes, he is. The downlink is not working, so producer Kate's working on that.
The opportunities for sex must be limited if you're alone on the Mir space station.
So Desi, say a few test words just so we can test the link here. Say,
test 1, 2, 3.
Okay, keep talking.
I'm happy. La la la.
Okay, so I can hear you through my fabulous my fabulous headphones, but the people in the studio cannot hear you.
They can't.
No. I mean, this may be due to the fact that. You and I share a powerful sexual bond that the others in the studio don't share, and so I'm more in tune with your feelings.
That could very well be.
The way I think of it is sort of like foreplay, right? The excitement's building.
That's right. We don't want our listeners to experience your full sexuality right at first. So while we're resolving this very amusing technical difficulty, let me introduce Desi to our listeners, since they can hear him. It's just that the pathetic studio drones cannot. So you have been an internet celebrity since 1996. Is that correct?
I would say I've been online, and I've had my own web page since 1996. But as far as being what you call an internet celebrity, I wouldn't say that actually kicked in.
Now, did the internet exist in 1996, or was it just some kind of primitive collection of cups and connected by string?
It was pretty primitive. My webpage, at least, had a total of about 5 links on it, and 3 of those didn't work, and it was full of all those beautiful animated GIFs of the little guy, you know, perpetually under construction type thing. It was very pathetic.
And so, if I understand correctly, when you started out, you were doing what you call journalism. You were writing a journal every day and sharing it with your freakish journal friends.
That's correct.
By the way, I'm just toying with you now because we're still resolving this technical problem in the studio. So you and I are going to pretend like nothing is wrong. Meanwhile, people are crawling around me like ants trying to fix this problem.
I can hear a little bit. It's kind of like listening at the bedroom door while you two have your post-coital discussion.
It is so hard to hear you. Your voice is so soft on my end.
Whose voice?
Me?
DJ?
Yeah. Oh,
on the telephone or on the
telephone.
What a disaster this is. I mean, normally things go so smoothly on the show.
We are smoother than a baby's butt.
I guess it's just like maybe it's just too much, you know, it's just too much charismatic personality all at once.
Too much too soon. And so back in 1996 you were sort of writing your daily experiences on these journals and
Can I interrupt for a second? I've just beamed back from the engineering room, and it turns out that the problem is with the actual phone connection itself.
Really?
Yes, really. Our listeners are having trouble hearing Desi Dono's sultry voice at all over the radio because the phone link is so weak. Are you using some sort of unusual phone, or is it a standard phone hookup?
I'm using my regular telephone.
Are you some crappy Quest user? Do you have, like, AT&T or what?
It's all legal.
Maybe you could just shout.
Yeah. But in any case, we've taken many, many phone calls to the station before, and whatever's going on with your with the connection we're getting from you is way, way – the volume is coming through way, way lower than our normal phone calls come through.
What if we called him? I don't know why that would help, but what if we did?
Again, I mean, the mysteries of the phone system were erased from my brain after I left the Scientologists. Our producer shrugs, which indicates that she thinks that could possibly work.
Okay, can you two talk about something while I... So, Desi, hang up.
Sure.
I'm going to call you back. These two are going to talk about their feelings for each other, their long-suppressed homosexual feelings, and I will call you. Okay.
Shockingly, it's not our long-suppressed homosexual feelings for you.
Well, the thing
that
is...
That was the sound of Corey's butt hitting the microphone.
The thing is, talking about my long-suppressed homosexual feelings for Corey happens at least subtextually in almost every show that we have, right? So,
but me, this is new to me.
It is indeed new to you. So
the sheer power of the gay whirlwind that is DJ 2000 grams.
It's hard, right? I mean, his sexual attraction is so powerful that it's only the powerful wall that separates my walls off my homosexual desires that keeps me from being so sexually overwhelmed that I'm unable to talk on the show. So I can only imagine what it's like for you.
A neophyte. I'm going to struggle with these feelings for the first time.
True. You are, I mean, although we should put that you're a radio neophyte, although not a love neophyte.
I suppose so.
So, on to other topics. We might as well cover some of the news.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Here's an interesting story, and I'm not making this up, although anyone who knows me would understand why I would make this up. So, Dateline Budapest. This could put a new spin on spouse swapping. A husband and wife in the Western Hungarian city, I'm not even going to try to pronounce that. I'll call it a suburb of Budapest, are each having sex change operations. It's not known yet whether they actually underwent the procedures, but Hungarian media have told Reuters hospital staff had to take the couple home secretly following a checkup on Thursday so they could avoid a crowd of journalists trying to interview them. Reuters says the couples have not disclosed their names and refused to give interviews.
That's
what
any news there?
You know, I leave the studio for like 2 minutes, and already there's a sticky fluid on the floor.
You're just sad that it's not your sticky fluid.
Well, I'm not. I can't be sure.
Well, have your pants been off since you've entered the studio?
Was this some kind of ectoplasmic body fluid?
I have a partial erection. So now we're running through.
Are we going through Sri Lanka again? Is that you, Desi? Can you
speak? That is me.
Ah, we're hearing you.
Whoa, that's amazing.
You know what? I just have to tell our listeners, AT&T, it's the right choice. That's what we're using
it's
now.
It's all about AT&T.
It's not that crappy Quest crap that you called us on.
I thought it was Sri Lanka. That was the answer.
Well, that's right. So anyway, Desi, we're so pleased that things are working, and let's just start from the beginning. Let's just forget all the painful aspects of our relationship, the uncomfortable beginning, this part, and just start from the beginning. 1996, you're a journal web user,
yeah.
And every day you write journal entries in your computer, and a bunch of
horny geeks,
emotionally damaged, lonely people are reading your journal entries because they want to be more like you.
You could say that, yeah. I think that'd be a good way to put it.
Well, no, but seriously, so like what kind of people?
It's actually kind of a variation. You've got like all sorts of people. You've got people who are like actually looking to see that there's actually, you know, other people out there who are quote unquote semi-normal, if you could actually call me that.
Can we call that?
Are leading productive lives and amazingly can still be gay. You know, I think there's so much dogma out there that says that no, you're going to be miserable and unhappy. But
so on your journal, you were discussing your own demons leader.
Well,
your sexuality.
Can I ask a question here? I mean,
yeah.
I've only ever known one gay person in my entire life, our Magnuson host here, but he's very miserable and unhappy, and so I generalize that to every homosexual ever born.
Well,
are you telling me that's incorrect now?
Anymore.
Is that more of a function of his own pathetic existence rather than his sexuality?
I don't know.
I don't think he can be happy. He knows me now. How can you be unhappy if you know me?
Well, I know you, but it's just made me even more unhappy because the gulf that separates us is so great.
Ah, the longing. I'd just like to remind you again that our telephone connection still isn't perfect, so please make sure to speak very loudly and very clearly into the phone.
Gotcha.
Better.
Yeah, that's much better.
Okay. I can do that.
Well, actually, now this is more louder, more commanding voice. It actually is. Can you tell me to do various degrading things during the show?
I could. Depends on what type of degrading things you want me to tell you.
No, that's up to you.
Oh, well, you could, like, get down on your knees and start licking my feet. I could go for that.
Well, he couldn't actually do that.
Well, he couldn't really do that. Well, maybe virtually do it, you know. I could, like, stick my feet up against the webcam and you could, like, lick your screen or something.
Oh, by the way, we also should mention to our listeners that this is a fabulous multimedia presentation. Not only are we streaming over the FM airwaves, but also over the internet, and also your camera is on right now.
It is.
And so people are watching you
talk on the phone.
They're watching me with my beautiful white cordless phone. I've got my wonderful significant other right next to me.
Holy! Perhaps we should. People will want to see that, so perhaps we should give out the web address.
It's http://www.desidono.com.
So that's Desi Dono, like Desi as in Desi Arnaz, star of the show.
Actually, I just got my name on the fly. I just kind of was in the shower and I was thinking of a cool name, and it popped into my head. And you're in the middle of the shower, and you're thinking to yourself, oh, my gosh, this feels so good.
But it felt right. It felt so much like your name that you couldn't refuse it.
It was. It was totally me. I said, I must have this name. It is mine now, and no one else can claim it.
So you were or were not masturbating to the image of Ricky Ricardo when you thought of this?
I was definitely not masturbating to the image of Ricky Ricardo.
What about Desi Arnaz Jr.?
It's almost like Desi.
Not him either.
Desi, do not touch me there. Like Desi D-O-N-O is like the first eight characters.
Well, there's kind of a joke for a while that amongst my friends, Desi does it with anything.
So anything, we're not even limiting
animal, vegetable, or mineral?
We're not even limiting ourselves to warm-blooded?
If it's there and it's available for my sexual pleasure, I'm willing.
So,
wow.
Pretty much.
Like melons?
I do have some standards now.
Now that you're a web celebrity.
Now that I'm a web celebrity.
You can choose from the groupies willing to be your slaves.
What about
Corey?
What about a Vitamix? A very willing Vitamix.
Perhaps our listeners who aren't part of the Vitamix cult, you could explain what Vitamix actually is.
No. No.
Vitamix is a total nutrition solution, which is a large industrial-sized blender which can make delicious, healthful vegetable shakes.
Like a juicer?
One of my ex-boyfriends, when he told his mom that he was gay, she said that it was a vitamin deficiency, and she went off on a whole bunch of vitamins. She really did.
She gave him extra vitamin hetero.
Just take your vitamins, you'll be fine.
So at this point, I would be remiss if I can't believe we haven't given out our phone number. So for those of you who don't remember, it's area code 412-621-9728, or here on the Carnegie Mellon campus, 268-8734. So where were we? We were talking about the sort of origin, the genesis of the internet phenomenon that today we know as Desi Dono.
Dono.
Well, actually, the Desi Dono thing actually happened like way back when.
Back in the day.
When people were still using great DOS-based terminal programs.
So are you
calling to their local BBSs?
So are you just slacking and coasting on your early success now then?
I would say that, yeah. Well, actually, no, I wouldn't say that. I think that just being confined to a local BBS was just far too small, and I really needed to go worldwide.
Well, but didn't that give you a sense of community, though, a sense of sort of small town?
Well, it does. It did have a – in fact, I still go over to the Seattle-Tacoma area. I'm originally from Spokane, Washington. That's where I'm at now. And when I was in the Army, I was stationed in Fort Lewis, and I still go over and see all my buds from back in the BBS days. But there is. There's a really good community there. And it's a little bit harder now to have that same sort of community since I have people – I actually have a bud of mine from Romania even who occasionally writes to me and checks in and finds out how I'm doing. So it's kind of hard to just like hitch a ride and go to Romania, you know.
So how many readers do you have? Like, how many hits do you get a month on your journal?
A month?
Jeez. Sure.
Well, I can give you stats for days. I get probably, as far as the journal goes, I probably get about 100 hits a day.
But we should add, if we've left our listeners in the impression that this is just a journal phenomenon, that's wrong. There's actually a full webcam action going.
It is.
Oh, that's
but
right.
The webcam actually came out, basically, I had shown like a heck of a lot of myself in my journal, and I just kind of wanted to branch out. Thought, hey, I can stick my image on the web, and then everyone can see me, too.
The exhibition is in
those
no bounds.
Day-to-day activities that I do, you know.
Yeah.
So
I'd like to go back to a point early in your life. You said you were in the Army.
I was in the Army.
Now, did anybody ask and did anybody tell?
Nobody asked and nobody told. I was at the time very, very much, well, up until I got out at least, I was very, very much the heterosexual. I was my actual military occupation specialty, basically my job, I was a chaplain assistant.
Oh, the irony.
I know. Isn't it great? It ended up having some really good fringe benefits, though, because
well,
later
God
on,
likes you,
when
right?
I finally came out of the closet and I had keys to the Army Chapel, and so
which was then renamed the Gay Sex Room.
It was, yeah, literally. I mean, I did fun stuff in almost virtually every single room in the chapel, and culminating, you know, from watching porn on the big screen TV that they use to actually having sex with my partner right on the altar.
So how far did it go? Did you use various sacred implements?
I did not. No, I did not use any sacred implements.
Were any communion vessels filled?
I think I kind of left out. I think I probably, like, instead of feeding him grapes, was shoving some communion wafers. You know, here, have a communion wafer, you know, breaking out the communion wine and just having a good old time.
So the popular fraternity hazing ritual of eat the biscuit in your situation is turned into
eat the sacrament.
Eat the body of Jesus. Come on. Let's be serious.
Does the body good?
And did this involve access to choir boys?
No, unfortunately, there were no choir boys. Okay. I regret that I did not have any sexual relations with any of my Army buds or any of the chaplain's little choir boys.
Mm. Oh, really? So
not
you never
that they were all that good to look at anyway, but still.
You didn't have sex with anybody else in the Army while you were in the Army?
No, I did not.
Oh.
So the men you did have sex with, were you largely monogamous at that time, or did you have a variety of partners?
I would – that's what I term as my slut phase. So I kind of went just totally all out.
Well, that's customarily what happens when somebody who's been deep in the closet comes out is they come way out, right?
I came out screaming, yeah.
So did your partners get a kick out of you being in the military? Did they make
Yeah, them? that was a big, big thrill for them. It was just,
did you get to point guns at them, that sort of thing?
there are actually like lots of people out there who get off on guys who are actually in the military. I mean, I have a thing for guys in uniform too. So
could you give us a sample of your command style? Like, could you order DJ 2000 to do something? Like, just order him to be a better host.
Oh, man, I don't even know if I can go there.
he loves
Call him Maggot.
I mean, it's kind of like, why, you know, wouldn't that be kind of futile? You know, to
well,
order him
not
to be
for
better?
Him.
You kind
I
of
mean,
hope that it would, you know, then I would have to punish him if, you know.
Yes.
I mean, it's
get down and lean and rest and start knocking out some push-ups for me.
Yeah, you see the plan.
Cool.
Look, while you're thinking about that, I'll just put myself in the brig, okay? And then, so actually, I'd like to cover. So the military part is fascinating, and I think we should get back to that in a minute. I would actually like to go back to the cam for a minute, because I think that's what our listeners are here for, is the hot cam
action.
And to remind our listeners of the URL, it's http://www.desidono.com. And think of Desi Arnaz and
And add dono.
That's
just Desi.
Duno.
That's what I thought. I thought it was Desi Duno wrong.
Or Desi Duno harm.
It Desi Duno.
Actually, I pronounce it Desi Dono. Desi Dono.
Sorry, forgive our
kind of an S sound, like a
febrile wailing mispronunciations.
So you decided that while you had first exposed your emotional and intellectual self via the journal, you decided that you needed to add a whole new dimension to your expression and expose the physical and the visual to your listeners via the webcam.
Yeah, that's correct.
And so you set this thing up, and but you explicitly decided that you would show a sexual side of yourself as well. I mean, a lot of people with webcams just show their daily lives, themselves folding the laundry, but you wanted people to see everything.
That was basically it. It was kind of intended when I first started. I didn't know if I was going to get naked or not on cam. I honestly had no that. It was something that I had thought about, but it wasn't really something I was confident I was going to do. And then I had a chat one night. I actually have my own chat room on gay.com, and was in there and with my significant other, and he got naked, and I felt kind of upstaged, and I wasn't going to allow that to happen. So I got naked too, and it culminated in some actual sexual activity on there between him and I.
So let's explore this instinct. So if you were chatting with somebody and they had sex with a Vitamix, would you not let yourself be upstaged at that point as well?
I don't think I'm going to go for the Vitamix.
Okay.
I think that would probably lower my standards rather than raise them.
Well, they're very expensive machines.
I'm sure they are. You know,
it's like having sex with a blender equivalent of a Porsche.
No.
So the cam's on right now, and people watching your website are seeing you. But unfortunately, our computer is devoted to solving a complicated weather simulation, so we can't use it to view your website. Are you fully clothed right now? And if so, why the hell aren't you naked?
Actually, at the moment, I have the temperature dropped down really low, and they're being stingy with my heat in my apartment. So actually, I threw on a flannel, but the rest of me is naked, only you can't really see it because all you can really see is my head.
This is some kind of blanket you're wearing?
It's just like a little flannel half jacket thing.
Well, lose it. Trash the jacket.
Can't you wear your significant other with a blanket?
The flannel.
Wouldn't that be warm enough?
You know, you people are just as bad as the people in my chat room. It's sort of like, ooh, get naked. I just got naked. Oh, well, do something
then. Get naked again.
I just did it.
And so your exotic hot boyfriend, I don't know if I should mention his name.
His name is Chadley.
Chadley is lurking around too, is that right?
He is. He's right next to me.
Clothing status on Chad?
And he is currently fully clothed.
Chad. So why don't you remove an item of Chad's clothing using only your teeth, but that would prevent...
It's kind of cliched.
It would also prevent the conversation from...
Well, that would be bad, because...
Using only your feet.
How could I talk to you?
Well, I have an even better idea. We will, just because you always seek the center stage, I want Chad to do a seductive strip show in the background on the camera while you attempt to keep our attention with your fabulous stories of...
You'd really have to ask him. I mean, I can't order my boyfriend around. I would never
put on the uniform, man.
I would never order him
Make
around.
Him drop and give you 50.
Never.
Well, will you ask him nicely for us then?
DJ 2000 and his illustrious guests would really like it if you would perform a provocative striptease right behind me as I'm talking to them.
For how much?
He goes, for how much?
I will.
For national radio exposure.
And I will mail you a...
We're getting national radio exposure right now. Give us something else. Here, tell me that I could be a famous webcam celebrity.
Six-pack
yeah, there
box?
You go.
Actually, I don't know if you're familiar with the news in Pittsburgh, but our economy has collapsed, and we've degenerated into a barter economy of Cinnabons.
Okay, so while Chad is stripping, and if he's not stripping, God help both of you, because I'm coming over there.
Not stripping as of yet.
I'm going to give you a whooping.
All right.
Is it going to be a thigh whooping or a ball of the foot whooping? What kind of whooping are you going to give him?
You know, he and I met on the internet through our respective journals. He's originally from Kansas City, Missouri.
Really?
And moved out here to Spokane so we could consummate our relationship.
Had you read each other's journals?
We read each other's journals.
And then what, the email started, IRC?
And then basically email started, and then we started doing ICQ, and it kind of built up from there. And then, of course, you have the great phone sex experience. You know, there's nothing like having phone sex with your future partner.
So can I ask you a question about the journaling experience? So
yeah.
While you were falling in love, you were also recording those feelings in your journal, which was then thus laid bare like some sort of raw, soaked in brine nerve for your potential love object to read.
Yeah, everything. Yep, precisely.
Did that help things along?
Were
you,
well, it created. I mean, I think it would help things along. I mean, it was. It's very documented between both of us that our relationship as it progressed. What was hard is later on when we actually got together and were living together. And found that all of a sudden, you know, I mean, I stay pretty much open with everything, which means that any major fights or gripes I had all ended up on the webpage. And, of course, you know, that doesn't always bring about, like, the best way to communicate with your partner if you're only communicating through your respective journals.
Sure. Well, there's a couple things that work here. One is that, I mean, the idea of a journal is that you want to write, you want to have someplace that you can be completely honest, and that doesn't always work in a relationship. And two, did you ever use it to slip in sort of absurd fantasies like, oh, if only he'd wear a tube top during the video phone sex session tonight?
No. It's a good idea, though.
Well, tube tops are always a good idea.
If I had it to do over, I probably would. That would be great.
So the thing that I found, just on a serious note for a second, the other thing I found sort of interesting was that Chad is a person of color, and so
that is correct.
I was wondering, do you experience the dual prejudice of being both gay and
an interracial couple?
Exactly, an interracial couple.
I don't know if you want to call it prejudice. I really haven't. I haven't experienced any. It's opened my eyes though a lot. Being a blonde-haired, blue-eyed Nazi poster boy, you know, there's a lot of things that you don't pick up on that I do now, you know, just like little slights as far as that people really do with Chad that, you know, are pretty much unintentional but happen anyway. It's been a real eye-opener for me. Kind of like we were flying back from Seattle to Spokane, and, you know, you're putting your garbage in the little trash bag that they bring along across the aisles, and the guy said, nope, I'm going to go farther, and made Chad, like, do the basketball thing, because everyone knows that black guys always play basketball.
Huh.
Really. I mean, it's little things like that, and it's just kind of like, whoa. As far as the gay community goes, I haven't really noticed any prejudice towards us as a couple. If anything, there's been an attraction there, just because people really seem to get off on that. On the entire interracial thing.
Which people?
Lots of people.
I mean, do you mean get off? Normally, I would think you weren't speaking sexually, but in the context of the show, maybe you are speaking sexually.
I would probably speak sexually, yes. I can definitely speak sexually there. Probably, you know, it's people like that stuff.
I hate to say this, but we're losing a little volume on you, so.
So I need to speak louder.
Yeah.
Okay.
And just to double check. Chad had better be completely naked and wearing a. Can we say cock ring on the show? Cock ring right now.
Oh, we don't. We definitely don't.
I guess I can't say that word. Wearing a penis.
Ring.
What are those things called? Penis ring.
We don't wear. Penis
well, no, I would accept some sort of bikini made out of a foam like food as well. Didn't like hummus.
So I'm serious. If I get back to my computer and find that Chad is not totally naked right now, I'm gonna beat you six ways to Sunday, whatever that means.
You come out to Spokane and you do that. That sounds kind of kinky. Jeez, I didn't know you were into that. So,
but back to the interracial romance angle, right? Problematic, though, can be. There is a long history of partially, and perhaps because it's a forbidden thing in some sections of society, perhaps that adds to the excitement. Do you find that to be true? Or is it just the echo of that, if anything?
Honestly, I really don't see it. I was really kind of worried. When I told my mom
mm-hmm.
that I had a boyfriend and that he was black, and my mom just kind of looked at me like, oh my gosh, your father is going to love that.
Wait, so did you come out to your mother by telling her you had a black boyfriend, or had you already come out?
No, I had already come out long ago, about 2 years ago. I came out screaming. And
so I imagine when you introduced them and he was wearing assless chaps.
This is Chad, and he's wearing assless chaps. I hope you don't mind.
Well, I mean, when you first
great
see somebody,
gathering type stuff.
You don't know they're wearing assless chaps. It's only when they turn around that you actually realize they're assless.
We have no assless chaps. We'd like to buy some, though. Do you know of a good place?
Asslesschaps.com.
Oh, well, that, wow.
I bet it exists.
That's pretty cool. Do they sell liquid latex, too?
I mean, if you can't find liquid latex on the internet, you shouldn't call yourself an internet celebrity.
No, I was just, like, going for maybe one-stop shopping, you know.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, don't you have – I mean, does your website have sponsors?
No.
Yeah, maybe you should have, indeed. Desi's Assless Chaps.
Assless Chaps and Liquid Latex Warehouse.
Product placement.
Yeah.
Just think of that.
No product placement.
Desi's crappy can't-hear-you phone service. I mean,
Desi's Rosary Benoit balls.
This is all been. I'm going to do a sudden change of topic here. This has all been extraordinarily fascinating. But what's missing here? My own erection. As an internet celebrity and a sexual being that you are, and a multi-talented, multifaceted sexual person, you must have had like hot, gay sex with a bunch of people who've logged into your website and who like are your fans.
I've actually had sex with two of them, ooh. As a matter of fact.
At the same time?
No, not at the same time. But one of them is from Illinois, and he came out to see me on vacation. Actually, that's not true. I've had sex with three of them.
just one of them wasn't very good?
No, it's just I it was a while ago, so I'd kind of forgotten. You know, it was a year, and a lot happens in a year. Actually, the first guy who I met through my web journal that I actually had sex with is a naval guy. It's a guy from the Navy.
Did the Army-Naval rivalry extend to the bedroom?
And it did. It actually did. Kind of interesting.
So are you telling us that people travel across the country just to sleep with you?
I won't say just to sleep with me.
Just to sleep with you and get the full Desi Dono experience.
It's like, yeah, see, that's it. You know, I mean, it was his first time, and I'm always willing to help people out. You know, I figure if they've got to go have sex, they might as well do it with me, and then I can give them a good time, and they won't be
turned
off.
That's a generous attitude.
Did you say it was that person's first time?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, it was his first time. It was his first time having male sex.
Wow. So did you feel a special responsibility, a special honor, a special sexual thrill?
I felt I'm not a big fan of having sex with virgins because it takes too much work. Because you're like concentrating so much on making sure that their experience is going perfectly for them, and it can be too much work. And
I like people
with a little bit of experience. You know, I don't like doing all the work.
But DJ 2000, haven't you told us that if you shave and oil the virgins, everything goes much much smoother?
No, just stay away from the shaving thing. I mean, as fun as that may sound to do sometime, you know, it's just...
Well, it's incredible. I mean, I think a lot of people, myself included, have fantasies about being someone's first time. And I don't think I've ever been with anybody who wasn't a total tramp. And so I'm actually a little surprised to hear you say that it was a little bit disappointing, although I understand the training phase can be difficult.
And you just want to make sure it goes absolutely perfect.
Yeah, aren't there videos these virgins can watch?
did these people
self-help? How did it have that?
Did these people stay gay after the first time, or did they like, go back and, you know?
It was, no, it was, after that, it was pretty much, oh, yes, I like this a lot, and this is something I want to.
So perhaps you could add this to your repertoire of e-commerce services, in addition to the liquid latex, but the gentle deflowering with some sort of, like, stay gay guarantee.
Oh, my. I don't know if I go that far.
And so
it just adds way too much stress, you know.
If I understand the timeline correctly, these people were attracted to you just because of your journal. You didn't even have the cam up.
I didn't even have the cam.
What are they
thinking? The cam actually came online at the beginning of this month, at the beginning of September. That was the first time that the cam came online.
So was there a swap of pictures to make sure there weren't any ugly surprises, as it were?
No, not really.
I feel like making a new word, uglicity, which stands for ugly surprise.
This person traveled all the way from, I think you said, Illinois to have sex with you, and he didn't even
Illinois.
Know
Illinois. Well, it wasn't just to have sex with me. It was just to meet me. He just wanted to meet me, and we just happened to have sex.
They grew him up right in Illinois, though. That's the heartland.
And now he's moving here.
Uh-oh.
Not to be with me, but because he wants to get out of his hick town. In
Watch
Illinois.
Out, Chad.
Now he's moving to
Better start that striptease. Keep your man.
But not to be with me, just to, like, start a new life.
Well, I mean,
that's what he says now.
That's what he says now, right? I mean, everybody has an agenda. If I've learned one thing from hosting the show.
I take his word at face value.
If I've learned a second thing from this show, it's not to take people's word at face value.
And speaking of which, you are not getting your box of Cinnabons if Chad is not totally naked and spreading his ass cheeks for the camera right now.
How about we put on a private show just for you?
Well, I don't think there is any such thing as a private show with you. I mean, you'd be writing it up in your journal. You'd be putting the pictures on the web. And God knows I would, too. I mean, as celebrities that we are, we don't have private lives anymore.
It's a hard burden to bear, but somehow we managed to pull through it. I mean,
your remorse doesn't seem altogether sincere. It seems that celebrity's been very good to you.
I love it. I love it. I get off on the attention. I always have gotten off on attention.
So does it bring you any material benefits other than just the free sex, the hot boyfriend, the attention, and devoted fans?
Do you get good tables at restaurants? Yeah.
I haven't had anything spill over quite that way. I have had about – I do have about two fan sites dedicated to me, though.
Yeah, all right.
Two. Wow.
And that's – it's only two. But, I mean, it's
more than
the chart. Considering the cam just popped up. Like this month, I think if I can average about two a month, I'll have the web in no time. You know,
never-ending exponential growth is a myth.
It will be mine. Oh yes, the web will be mine.
So I'm going to turn this question around in the same way that Chad is now twirling around, showing all sides of his hot, hard young body, and ask you: have you had any negative experiences from all your publicity?
Yes. Well. I guess the biggest I have some people as far as the webcam goes who thinks that since I've like shown my private parts to the world, they think that I'm now selling out. I mean, I've got like some of the people who like previously came just for the journal and now like think that I've completely and totally sold out because I now get naked.
No, you're just a whore.
Yeah, so they think it used to be about the you, the essential you that came out through writing, and now it's all about the dirty sex. Is that their attitude?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, you know.
I mean, don't they understand?
I've gone downhill.
Yeah, don't they understand that sex is just another facet of you?
See, that's,
you
were... that's in fact, someone has. I've actually got like a little kind of message board thing, and someone actually wrote in on that and said basically the same thing. You know, this is just showing one more side, and I like that. That's good.
Well, when I was talking to you during our special pre-interview encounter, I thought you had a pretty well-developed philosophy about your own sexuality. You were saying you were promoting masturbation, for example, and you think everyone should masturbate, with or without a webcam.
It's all about masturbation. I think, you know, I truly believe that if more people would masturbate, the world would be a much nicer place. I mean, as far as just the stress relief itself, you know, that should be reason alone, you know. Oh, masturbation is a wonderful gift from God, and I praise Him every day for letting me partake in that. I love masturbation.
Hallelujah.
So do you see any limits at all to masturbation? I mean, how young should kids be taught about it, do you think?
If I've been feeling myself up for many, many years, so I think if they're ready to go at it, they should.
You know, it is a pretty,
I mean, it doesn't. I mean, it's completely and totally safe. It doesn't hurt anybody, and it's extremely enjoyable. And back when you're extremely young, you know, you can do it four or five times a day, and you know, it's yeah. great.
And I would disagree with the not hurting anybody, specifically myself, being like a young male once. Yes, in the whole four or five times a day, like there's chafing.
You know, the first time I
abrasions.
I actually like. Beat off for a lot, I guess you could say. Probably about four or five. I did it about four or five times. That's right when I discovered, oh my gosh, I can come. And that was a wonderful, wonderful experience for me to discover that I could do that. And I actually did bruise my penis. And it got really swollen. And
did you put it in a splint?
Huh? I did not put my penis in a splint. However, I did have to, I did like tell my mom. I was like, "Mom, I think something's the matter," and because after a day, the swelling didn't go down that much.
Wow, well, that's pretty ballsy for an 8-year-old kid.
And I was late. I've always been a late bloomer. I was about 13 at the time.
Yeah. I don't think that's late bloomer, particularly. No.
But anyway,
so that's pretty impressive openness for a kid to walk up to his mom with a masturbation-induced penis problem.
Well, actually, I didn't tell her I was masturbating. I just said that there was something wrong with my penis.
So and you make up some like lame like it got stuck in the toilet.
No, I just said that there's something wrong with my penis. I was like, "Mom, there's something wrong with my penis." And
still,
she looked at it and she goes, "Go tell your father. Maybe he knows what's the matter." And so I did. I went to my dad and he just looked at it and looked at me and then said, "Give it about 2 days and it'll be fine." And it was. So I'm.
That's such a Norman Rockwell moment.
I know. It was great.
Well, and how did he know it would be fine? Like,
I think it was just a standard walk it off type advice that dads give, right?
Well, penises are pretty resilient things. I mean, think of what men do to their penises every day and walk away unscratched, much like future Hall of Famer Green Bay Packers quarterback Brett Favre.
What? What does he do to his penis?
I don't know. I was trying to make the analogy to him getting the crud beaten out of him by brutal offensive linemen.
So I actually have a similar story from a friend who, at one point during his adolescent life, actually while he had a girlfriend, but was masturbating, and for some reason, he never explained it to me adequately, he decided to figure out or to see what would it be like to ejaculate underwater. So he had a glass of water ready, and when the moment of fruition was upon him, you know, thrust his penis into the water and tried to ejaculate, but couldn't. Because I guess the shock of the cold water just, like, slammed the gates shut or whatever. And over the next half hour or so, his penis swelled up, became red, the pain is excruciating. And the only person he really trusted to talk to about this, because he was really, really worried, was the actual mother of his girlfriend, who was a registered nurse at the time.
Really?
Yeah, so imagine the embarrassment. And
wait, so how did, I mean, I thought he just put his penis in the water and that was enough to create redness, swelling, and shock.
It was when he was ejaculating, and therefore he didn't, right? Like, things closed up from the shock of the cold or whatever. And the ejaculation proceeded, except for nothing came out.
Okay.
There was swelling, redness.
Much like some sort of blocked pipe.
And yes, exactly.
The diagnosis of the nurse was?
The diagnosis with the nurse was basically, give it a day or two and it'll be fine. And take aspirin.
So didn't he have access to some sort of bathtub?
I guess, but when you're 13-year-old
kids and you're raging, right? Like,
right. You don't really think these things through.
Yeah, true.
I didn't.
Well, right. I mean, that's what 13-year-old kids are like.
It felt good. It was nice. And then I made sure I was nicer to my penis the next time I engaged in masturbatory practices.
This would be the point of the show where you and Chad are both completely naked, correct?
Well, I'm completely naked.
Not the same.
Hey, all right.
You are?
Who? I am completely naked.
Excellent. And are you displaying?
I am not displaying my penis, and I'm as
well. The room's
sexy
cold.
As I find your voice DJ 2000. I'm afraid that my penis is in a non-erect state.
It's because I've been talking too much, isn't it?
No, I think you have a very sexy voice, as a matter of fact.
He's actually got a really gay haircut right now, too.
Oh, he has gay hair.
Everybody on campus thinks he's
it's
gay.
It's all about gay hair.
But it's a very butch gay haircut.
It's okay.
Now I'm not sitting on the back of my chair and my penis is being displayed to the world.
Oh, excellent. So surreptitiously, I want you to work toward an erection while we're talking.
I'm in the process of doing that right now.
Excellent.
You've got 5 minutes, but don't let that make you nervous.
Don't let us pressure you.
Ooh, hey, can I throw in a bit of wisdom?
Please. Our listeners are, if anything.
About life. I went on antidepressants about 3 weeks ago because I was dealing with a bunch of crap in my life.
Mm-hmm. Those have infamous side effects.
So I'm taking this great drug called Celexa, which is like the newest wave of antidepressant drugs. It's
I know the
selective.
Porn star
it's
Lexa.
Only,
I don't know the drug Lexa.
The best – this is so cool. It takes me it like slows down virtually everything when you're having sex. I mean – I haven't had any problems with Bob Dole's great erectile dysfunction or anything, but normally I'd be able to like say masturbate and come in a space of about 10 minutes, and I just that's always been really nice, you know. You just like you jerk, you spooge, and you wipe, and you're done, and you get to go back to work, you know.
It's the beauty
just,
of being
like,
a guy.
Close your office door, but. With Celexa, it now takes me between about 20 and 40 minutes to actually bring myself to ejaculation, which...
It's like a whole lunch hour.
But the good... Yeah, it is. But the good side effect to this is that my orgasm is also drawn out. It, like... I mean, I'm in the grips of orgasmic ecstasy for probably a good 3, 4, 5 minutes.
Good Lord!
Halle Selassie.
Really,
that
it's
hard
just
to
like...
Could you spell that
on the screen? You feel it build up, and then it's like... That initial, like, rush second where you're just like, I mean, it lasts. It's just totally amazing.
Damn you.
So the wisdom you're giving our listeners is pretend to be depressed.
And get some.
Go
and get
see a psychologist
Alexa,
and get this drug.
And get it right away.
I'll just spell it for us.
You too can appreciate this. Of course, it could be a side effect that's, like, limited just to me. But I hope not.
Spell the drug.
I know people who've taken it and have had problems with the erectile dysfunction thing. So.
Now you're teasing us. You're not going to spill the name of this drug, are you? You're going to keep it your own dirty little secret.
That would be illegal. I would never do anything illegal.
No, spell, not sell.
We just want to be...
We just want to listen to know
when we
exactly
talk to our doctors tomorrow.
Yeah. We just want to make sure we're pronouncing it and asking for it correctly. So just
it's
can you...
Celexa. In fact, you can learn all about Celexa at www.celexa.com. Celexa.com.
So is this a trend in antidepressants to name them after porn stars?
Celexa is... Wow, that would be... Are they going to have, like, a Jenna Jameson? Like,
I was about to ask.
One can only hope.
You know, just have her bounce into my abode would probably be enough right there to... I would probably be totally cured of any depression just watching her bounce around in front of me.
Same here.
You know, it just occurred to me, now that you've mentioned this drug, don't you ever worry sometimes that your fabulous internet celebrity and your hot person of color, gay boyfriend, and this very interview is all a figment of your own warped, psychologically altered imagination?
No. No. And even if it is, you're all there to serve me anyway, so it's all good.
That's a very life-affirming attitude. In our final few moments, I actually would like to cover something that's been bothering me.
Okay.
Which is...
Is it the toe fungus again? I don't know if that's really appropriate for this forum.
It's only on my one foot, and it was after I spent a weekend at the YMCA.
The skanky YMCA downtown. Sorry, but I digress. Back to Corey's problem.
DJ...
Sorry.
DJ Celexa 2000. Now, so two things. Actually, I'm wondering two things. The first thing I'm wondering is, you know, a lot of guests come on the show and actually refuse to have any kind of sexual intercourse with me. But you feel differently, right? You would actually come on the show.
I do, and I will actually say that if
Corey
wanted to have sex with me on cam on the show, I would so go for it. I would so be there.
I've seen
the URL, so I definitely go there.
Oh,
are you referring to the pictures of DJ 2000 that have appeared on the internet?
I am referring to that.
Actually, I think those may be DJ 2000's head on top of Matt Damon's body, sitting in our studio. We did have Matt Damon here.
Well, his really? Body anyway.
Yeah.
Could you give me his number?
We're,
no, that would violate the radio sex talk show.
And host. You would never do anything illegal.
Well, no, we do illegal things, just things that don't violate the radio sex talk show host guide of ethics. We wouldn't dream of giving out your phone number or email or URL address to anyone.
If they're really cute and they send you JPEGs, go for it.
Well,
just email. You can give out my email. Well, hello, I just gave out my website address. You know, it's...
True.
I'm sure if someone was resourceful enough, they probably could find me.
So speaking of resourceful, how does your hot lover feel about all the men who are attracted to you? And do you have an open sexual relationship?
We do. Although there are certain limits in place that we've put in our relationship to basically keep things from going too far with
what?
Other partners.
I mean, can you describe the sort of limits? Are they like no
well,
drunken
it's
sailors?
It's kind of like if you feel an emotional attraction to them, that's automatically off limits. Mm. I mean, if you're just there to have sex, that's one thing. But if you could see it developing into something that could get emotionally sticky, then you need to like.
So you're
far,
saying
far
you
away.
Find DJ 2000 so emotionally repulsive that you can't
well,
imagine emotional
emotionally
attachment
repulsive.
To him, and that's why you'd feel free to come here and bone his brains out
and come here.
I don't find him emotionally repulsive.
Just not emotionally attractive in any sense of the word.
I find him he's very nice. He has a beautiful heart.
He has a good personality. Nice. So how is this done? I'm curious about this open relationship, if I can get in a question here before
well,
our show ends.
Do
you explicitly say... I'm taking off tonight to get some hot gay action, or is it more like I'm hanging out with friends and you realize not to ask
too
closely?
Maybe one of us will fall on my penis.
Well, we just kind of like let each other. Generally, we don't necessarily plan to go out and have sex. I mean, we might like literally be hanging out with friends and then just kind of like, oh, well, okay. let's just have sex. I mean, I did that last. That happened last Saturday.
Oh.
I just met up with somebody and we fooled around.
Damn,
we tend not to go. All the way, and with that said, it's kind of like we just stick to oral sex, pretty much, and we don't do the anal sex thing.
But for
that's safety issues, and I guess there's some moral things there too, you know, because it's kind of like that's something you kind of want to keep something.
Right, but I mean, I was just gonna say, like, as Celexa boy, like every orgasm you have is like the most life altering. Pleasurable experience. I mean, it's like doing heroin, right? I mean, it's just like that fabulous.
It's. I've never done heroin, but I've heard that it's really good.
Well, it does get good press.
Well, this begs the question: why bother to leave the house?
I hate to be so abrupt, Desi Dono,
but you are out of time.
We are out of time. I want to remind our listeners: this is WRCT Pittsburgh, and. We are not technically sponsored by www.celexa.com, but we may be in the future.
Hopefully they're going to ship a case.
Yeah.
Now that is product placement.
And we also want to thank our friends at AT&T. Desi, hope we can have you on again on the show. You've been fabulous.
Yes, thank you.
We would like
Desi.
To get into
thank
more...
Thank you guys for having me.
More details later. Thanks so much to my co-host for joining me. Thanks to listeners, and good night.